Not a Neighbor's Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzin' with you today. Previewing the cattle inventory report of this week with Daryl Peel in just a moment.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale at Messner Ranch, Saturday, February 3rd at 12:30 at the ranch at Slapout, Oklahoma, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne. Selling 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. For more information, call Milton at 580-273-9494 or Van at 580-552-1555. Or go online and download a sale book, www.dvauction.com.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
Just ahead of the cattle inventory numbers that will be released on Wednesday afternoon by USDA, we're looking back to the cattle on feed numbers of last Friday, which included a steer and heifer breakdown. Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says those numbers help us look ahead to what that inventory number may be for the U.S. beef cow herd as of January 1.
For January 1, the breakdown shows that we had about 4.5% more steers on feed compared to a year earlier. On the heifers, we see about a 15.9% year-over-year increase in heifers on feed. You know, if you remember, starting in July of 2017, we started to see a sharply higher number of heifers on feed. It was up around 10 to 11% in both July and October. That has swelled even further now to a nearly 16% increase year-over-year for January 1.
With those kind of numbers, what does this tell you regarding herd expansion?
Well, you know, it's consistent with what I've been expecting. You know, we're anticipating that it will show that we did expand the herd in 2017. And again, this heifer on feed inventory is consistent with that, but it also strongly suggests that we're slowing down the rate of expansion even in 2017 compared to 2016, and perhaps even more so as we go into 2018. And I'm looking for beef cow numbers to be up somewhere between 1.5% and 2%. I'm actually using a number of 1.8% year-over-year increase in the beef cow herd. And I've got the total cattle inventory, including those cows, along with everything else, to be up about 2% on a year-over-year basis.
I guess for the beef cow herd, we're going to be, what, somewhere around the 32 million herd, 32 million head level?
Yeah, I've got it calculated, again, at this point at around 31.8, so we're pushing that 32 million head level.
Is that about as big as we can handle, you think, as far as current beef demand?
It's probably close at this point, although, again, we saw very exceptionally strong demand in 2017. Growth is really predicated largely on the export market, as we have talked about. So if we see that continue to grow in 2018, you know, maybe we start to see China really take a hold as a new increment to that beef export demand as we work through the year. I don't think it'll be a big portion of it, but it might start to grow significantly. And as a result, you know, we could potentially get a little bit bigger yet and not be quite done with herd expansion. It just depends on the dynamics of this demand side.
Overall, you know, with where we are, the 8% more cattle on feed as we start the new year, what are your thoughts about cattle prices here in this first quarter of 2018?
Well, we're holding pretty well. I think, you know, I'm really very quite positive, certainly in the first quarter to the first half of the year. We carried a lot of momentum in this market out from last year, even though we are seeing this increase in production, but demand has been exceptionally strong, and we continue to see that. You know, we'll be watching it as we go forward. Now, with another bigger calf crop in 2018, which would follow from herd expansion in 2017, we could see more pressure in the second half of the year, but certainly through the first quarter of the year, I'm quite optimistic that we continue to see this thing. We're watching demand very closely, and that will be the key going forward. But at this point, it looks like we're in pretty good shape, especially in the early part of 2018.
Livestock market economist Daryl Peel with his preview of cattle inventory numbers out Wednesday.
It's the 40th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Sale, Saturday, February 3rd at 12:15 at the Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion. The sale features more than 60 bulls from well-known Western Oklahoma cattlemen. For sale information, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or Earl Bottom at 580-821-0633. Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Sale, Saturday, February 3rd.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.